Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
Have you ever thought a narcissist was acting like a sales representative and vice versa? The most recent sales rep you met seemed to have a lot of similarities to a narcissist. Is there a connection? Great question. According to an article, most salespeople are either sociopathic or narcissistic. Surprised? Intrigued? You're in the right place. The following contains 13 reasons why narcissists in particular are drawn to a career in sales. We're going to correlate these two, followed by the interpretation. Let's go. The first is they appear to be your best friend. Have you ever met a sales rep you didn't like? Well, most of us, actually. Sales reps come across as friendly, likable, and you guessed it, charismatic. They want to win you over with an eventual sale. They are full of charm, even wit, and are known to crack a funny joke to build rapport. Now we're going to interpret this. The salesperson is an actor, just like the narcissist. They act in a certain way to win your favor. They will act like they are your lifelong friend, only if it will get them what they want. Sound familiar? Second, the sales rep doesn't take no easily. Typically in the sales industry, many customers will say no, or they need more information, or they have a question about a product or service. Some customers may even say they are not interested right up front. A salesperson will not only have a quick response, since they are prepared for the customer to say no, but they will have a smooth transition back into reselling while overcoming the customer's objection. But they don't stop with the first no. They try to overcome and will do this several times, 2, 3, or 84 times. Now we're going to interpret it. Have you ever told a narcissist no? It's as if the word is not in their vocabulary, as a narcissist will resell you on how good they are or how caring they are, but it's just a game to win. Next, they resell you from a different angle. A salesperson is like a chameleon. If the first approach to sell a product or service did not work with you completing a purchase, they will try to resell from a different angle. They may try to incorporate not just benefits, they may step down the path to deceptive measures like mirroring your speech and appearing to have interest in the same things you do to try to obtain the sale. What this means interpreted is the narcissist will love bomb from a different angle or flatter with new words. Instead of them pointing out how great your shoes are, for example, they will say your shirt looks nice. Just like a salesperson, a narcissist will try to make the other party feel good, but the words lack merit and are geared to obtain results only. Next, they're engaging. People do not like to be talked at, but prefer to have engaging conversations where both parties are able to establish a connection on mutual terms. The narcissist salesperson is not only persuasive in their techniques to try to get you to make a purchase, but they will wear the outfit of engaging with you and acting interested in what you have to say and share, but they really only care about the final results of making that sale. I'm going to interpret this. A narcissist will wear the hat of whatever is needed at the time in order to win. Next, the salesperson follows up. Even if you told the salesperson no, to them, it just means they will try to contact you at some time in the future to try to reconnect with you to resell you then. They wish to remain in contact so that one day you may make a purchase from them. The salesperson has mastered the art of following up and keeping record of contacts. Just like the narcissist will always seek supply. While you may not be their supply for the day if you say no, but they hope you will be their supply one day in the future. So they will keep in touch and will follow up with you even years later to just say hello. Next, no doesn't mean no. It's almost like when the word no is uttered during a sales presentation, the salesperson becomes unable to hear it. It's not acknowledged. The salesperson immediately goes into the reselling mindset. They ignore words that do not mesh with their desired final outcome. With this also comes the relentless passion or drive or pursuit for them to try to win you over. They will talk to you as long as the conversation remains to be moving forward toward the outcome they wish to have. They will sell and resell and sell again from angle number 3 to keep you engaged, to keep you talking and sharing, and to try to continue to build rapport with you so the sale is eventually made. To a salesperson, the word no is just an opportunity to keep going. No doesn't mean anything. They will keep on moving forward. Does this sound familiar? When a narcissist is told the word no, they somehow can't hear it, and instead, they revert to modifying their behavior to get you to do what they want you to do. Next, they are persuasive. You have not met a true salesperson until you have been sold a pen. Salespersons have perfected the art of sales. They learn persuasion, which is manipulation. They learn mirroring, this is deception. And they learn to say what you want to hear. This means they will lie to you to get you to complete the transaction. A narcissist will go to any length to accomplish a mission if they can benefit from it, which means it will not pass them to be deceptive, manipulative. Actually, it's their bread and butter. It's who they are. Next, they overstep boundaries. A salesperson is deliberately not keen to the boundaries others have. In fact, they try to read through them with the intention that they just need to point out different benefits of the product or service in a new way, and then the customer will make a purchase. Personal boundaries with a narcissist do not exist. If they find you have put up a wall to prevent them from moving forward, they will jump over the wall, then laugh at you while in your front yard. A narcissist oversteps boundaries often, frequently, and sees them as challenges to overstep. Many salespersons deliberately overstep boundaries, and they justify their actions if they obtain the sale. They view a boundary as an opportunity to keep going, just like a narcissist. Next, they can lie with ease. Have you ever tried to purchase something and the salesperson presented the item and it just seemed to be too good to be true? Perhaps so. Many salespeople will stretch the truth and may even make false claims in order to obtain the sale. They are not interested in you actually liking the product or service. They're after how they can benefit from the transaction. Salespeople are known for lying with ease about an item. Now, a narcissist is known to be a pathological liar. Do you see the connection? Next, they appear to have your best interest at heart. A salesperson will attempt to view the product or service in the best light and how it can be implemented into your life and how you need the very product. So the salesperson will use a variety of tactics to give you the impression that they are thinking of you, that they pretend to have empathy or maybe even share stories that are geared to give the impression that the product will benefit you. Now, a narcissist is known for being the master of disguise and will change who they are to win you over. Next, they will drop you after your 45th attempt to say no. One of the fastest ways to detect that you may be dealing with a narcissist salesperson is how they treat you after your final no. This is where the hard discard occurs. Watch to see how they transform from being likable and engaging to being disrespectful. And as you may know, there are 3 stages in the cycle with a narcissist. The discard stage is depicted here in that once the narcissist has reached a certain point, the discard phase begins. Next, they don't care if the final product delivers. Typically, a salesperson gets paid from the transaction, and if there is a complaint on the back end, it may go to a customer service team to handle. The salesperson on the front end of the transaction doesn't really care if the final product delivered on the expectations presented during the initial presentation. Their accountability is removed from it as another party is responsible to handle the customer complaints. Now, the narcissist in real life does not believe they have to deliver on what they sold to you. This goes also for interpersonal relationships. They told you wonderful things in the love bombing stage, but they had no intention of delivering on it nor being held accountable for it. Next, they use your words against you. Any objection to the product or service, the salesperson will listen for opportunities from what you have shared and use it to try to resell you. They are using your very words against you. But keep in mind, they do this using rapport that they have built, their charisma and charm, and with a smile on their face. Now, a narcissist will only listen to you to extract information that they can use against you, not only in the present, but they save and deposit the information you tell them and retrieve it even years later, and they use it against you. So is there a correlation? Narcissists are drawn to the career of sales for many reasons, not only because of the same life skills of deception and manipulation that they use interpersonally, but now these skills are used professionally, just under different titles. For example, using your words against you becomes reselling the benefits with a smile. Narcissists choose careers in sales because it helps them to be a master of their trade, and their trade is deception. A career in sales for a narcissist means what they also do in the dark, they can now do in the daytime. Are you seeing the similarities between the tactics a narcissist uses in real life to the tactics a salesperson uses? Drop us a comment, let us know your experience, and if you like this one, take a look at this one here next. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn signing off.